Few tools are as fundamentally important to the practice of veterinary medicine as diagnostic tests. Yet the crucial results they provide, often in life and death scenarios, aren't always as trustworthy as this clinical pathologist would hope. Many practitioners might be surprised to learn how lightly regulated the veterinary diagnostics field is compared with that of human medicine. Veterinary laboratories, whether inside clinics or external reference laboratories, aren't subject to the clinical laboratory improvement amendments, which require all human health laboratories in the United States to be certified. Similarly, instruments and devices marketed for veterinary use aren't subject to regulations and testing requirements enforced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for Human Medicine. The situation is similar in many other countries. Veterinarians are left essentially to trust what product manufacturers and service providers tell them. Some accreditation programs for veterinary hospitals encourage or require the testing of in-clinic laboratory equipment. But such testing isn't mandatory for all clinics regularly monitored or standardized. The lack of oversight may make it difficult for veterinarians to determine the capability and quality of devices, whether existing or new, and how to use them correctly. Even veterinary reference laboratories face validation challenges since staff may lack formal training in laboratory techniques and quality or have been persuaded to disregard such training by managers with limited expertise or enthusiasm. Still, regulatory oversight is not a magic solution. Mandatory programs invariably add cost that is passed on to the veterinarian and ultimately to the owners of their patients. Enforcement of regulations is usually aimed at excluding only the most obviously inferior laboratory products from the market, and compliance alone is not the solution to achieving the level of quality expected by veterinarians and their clients worldwide. In veterinary medicine, we often look to the comparative literature about human medical conditions and practices and how it can be applied to veterinary species. However, despite abundant literature about human laboratory testing and quality assurance, insufficient progress has been made in applying quality systems within veterinary in-clinic and reference laboratories. In instances where equipment is used in veterinary medicine originally was developed for human use, manufacturers usually have a technical support team or department that provides technical expertise to veterinarians. Sometimes, though, that guidance is not readily accessible, is backed by limited support capabilities, or does not have an educational emphasis. Manufacturers accustomed to laboratories for human medicine may assume that a certain knowledge level is present without any evidence, or that others will take care of educational efforts. Specifically, veterinary diagnostic testing is characterized by lack of sufficient training of veterinarians and veterinary technicians or nurses about in-clinic laboratory testing and laboratory quality system planning, implementation, and maintenance. Lack of explicit instructions from product and service providers that are suitable for veterinary users with limited knowledge of testing systems. Lack of information provided by manufacturers about their products, such as reagents, kits, instruments, or devices, including peer-reviewed published validation studies and explicit information about the population and species for which validation has or has not been conducted. and creative use of instruments or devices by veterinary in-clinic laboratories with specimen species or patient age groups for which use has not been validated. Consequences of these failings include delays in making accurate diagnoses, unnecessary costs to animal owners, and potential risks to patient health. Veterinarians and manufacturers both must accept responsibility for improving the existing situation. Manufacturers must contribute to better validation studies and better communication with veterinarians. Veterinarians need to learn more about laboratory testing and the strengths and limitations of various laboratory products. Veterinarians also must incorporate in-clinic quality assurance and quality control to ensure the accuracy and reliability of their results in making diagnoses, monitoring disease progression, and response to treatment. Even veterinary clinical pathologists may be deficient in their knowledge of what constitutes laboratory quality. To address the problems and information gaps, manufacturers, general practice veterinarians, and expert veterinary groups, such as the American Society for Veterinary Clinical Pathology, the ASVCP, and the European Society for Veterinary Clinical Pathology, ESVCP, should collaborate to develop widespread training programs for veterinarians and veterinary support staff about in-clinic laboratory testing and laboratory quality system planning, implementation, and maintenance. Provide to veterinary teams detailed instructions in the use of instruments and other products, including information such as applications for which they are not suitable. Provide up-to-date peer-reviewed publications and peer-reviewed white papers presenting information about various laboratory products, and encourage publication of peer-reviewed validation studies. At a veterinary conference in March called Animal Health, Nutrition, and Technology Innovation Europe 2023, diagnostics company Siemens Healthineers sponsored a roundtable forum entitled Immunoassay Application in Veterinary Diagnostics. Attended by manufacturers of veterinary laboratory products and veterinary laboratorians, among others, the discussion highlighted the need for validation studies and the preference that these be published in peer-reviewed veterinary journals. For their part, manufacturers highlighted their need for guidance on conducting validation studies and the process for getting studies published. Now, Siemens Healthineers and some veterinary clinical laboratory specialists are forming a collaborative group that will provide guidelines for manufacturers, veterinarians, and veterinary laboratory professionals. The guidelines will detail the process of analytical and clinical validation of their products for veterinary use and advise on the preparation of manuscripts for peer-reviewed publication. Separately, the Veterinary Information Network, an international online community for the profession, has been a leader in providing veterinary continuing education, including a variety of courses aimed directly or indirectly at quality in laboratory testing and interpretation of laboratory results. An existing course in veterinary laboratory quality, attended primarily by veterinary clinical pathologists and veterinary clinical pathology residents, is offered regularly. A course addressing principles of veterinary in-clinic laboratory testing and its quality, tailored for veterinary technicians and nurses and general practitioners, is in development. As disclosure, I work for VIN as a clinical and anatomic pathology consultants. Few other organizations offer courses on laboratory techniques and interpretation that deal specifically with laboratory quality and quality systems. Although veterinary technicians and nurses often receive training in obtaining, preparing, and doing some types of laboratory testing, there is little or no formal training in laboratory quality and quality systems. The use of veterinary laboratory testing continues to grow throughout the world, but education about the need to provide quality systems to ensure accuracy and reliability of results has not kept pace. Veterinarians and support staff within clinic laboratories should take it upon themselves to request and undertake additional training to ensure they know what they're doing. In short, rigorous oversight, whether via total quality management or laboratory quality management systems, is needed to ensure that results attain a level of trustworthiness that veterinarians, clients, and patients deserve.